This is a progress note on Aileen Kemp. The last name is K-E-M-P. Aileen is A-L-L-E-N-E. She was seen at her private residence on April 4th, 2022. I was asked to see Mrs. Kemp to assess her wounds and also let's know that she needs a Hoyer lift, period. She has Parkinson's disease and quite advanced dementia and has marked poverty of speech, period. She answered very few questions and said, not give me really any information about orientation, period. She seems relatively stable and is not in pain, period. She's very debilitated, bedbound, period. She has had a pressure ulcer of her buttocks that was quite significant, and now it's mostly healed, period. There's much light scar tissue that's mostly pink on both sides of the perianal area and in the coccygeal area, period. Didn't have any pain there, period. There's one small open area that's stage 3, measuring about 1 centimeter in diameter, but even that is largely filled in. And the tissue is granular and it did not seem infected, period. Her hypertension was controlled, period. She denied any headaches, chest pain, and shortness of breath, period. Her Parkinson's is quite advanced, as is her dementia, period. She is on Sinemet 100 over 25-1 three times a day, period. She's on the Neprozil 10 milligrams daily for dementia, period. She's also on the Memantine 10 milligrams twice a day, period. She has COPD, but at this time does not need any inhalers or nebulizers, period. We do systems negative for fever, chills, eye complaints, headache, chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or change of bowel habits, period. Has not been febrile, period. I cannot listen to Syria from her, period. She is incontinent, period. Pathos is positive for Alzheimer's, depression, osteoarthritis, coronary artery disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, COPD, buttock pressure ulcer. You paragraph family history. Both parents are deceased and the cause is not clear, period. There's a son with malignant neoplasm, with an unspecified site, period. And a daughter with kidney failure and a son that had lung cancer, period. You paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill and is adequately nourished. Head and neck is unremarkable. People who can react to the light, eyelids and having time are normal. Exoxygen is normal, oral mucosa are normal, ears normal inspection. Lungs, she made poor effort, but there were no wheezes or crackles or percussion unremarkable. No excessive muscles for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal soreness, no gout, no murmur. No significant edema, fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. CNS, she's aphasic and can not answer any questions here. She has increased tone diffusion. She couldn't really follow command too. She paragraph assessment and plan. Oh, sorry, I put on skin. There's much scar tissue in the perianal region, one small opening about 1 centimeter in diameter, period. The rest of it's dry and most of the scar tissue is filled in, period. The paragraph assessment plan. One, she has a wound of her buttock area and the recommendation is to turn her from side to side. I believe her family and caregivers are doing this, period. Two, she has advanced Alzheimer's and the Neprozil 10 milligrams daily, the Banshee 10 milligrams daily. Three, she has Parkinsonism, and I will continue. Sentiment 125-1 TID. Four, she has hypertension, and I will continue. Losartan 50 milligrams daily plus amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, period. We also surveyed about 3.125 milligrams daily and asked me 1 milligram daily for history of atherosclerotic heart disease, period. She has history of psychosis and hallucination, but that's doing well on the land between 5 milligrams daily, period. Morale will continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.